this. We were just playing an album there. We listened to three songs off of an album. It was Boy. Boy was the name of the album. No, I'm not calling you Boy. Settle down over there. I was talking about the album. You always get defended whenever... Anyway, it was an album called Boy. That was about U2. Because that was their debut album. They released October 20th, 1980. Produced by Steve Lillywhite. It doesn't yield any hits, but I Will Follow becomes one of their most popular songs. Sometimes here on the LP Lounge, we'll zone out to an LP. And that's what we just did there. We just listened to three jams off of it. Yeah. Explosive, new on the scene, you two. I'll take that over, well, anything in this century. Really? Don't be hard on them. Okay, whatever. Okay, I won't. Tomorrow is Alfred Matthew Yankovic's birthday. Otherwise known as Weird Al. On this date, October 22nd, 1966, 7-year-old Weird Al has his first accordion lesson. His parents rented the instrument from a door-to-door salesman. This is Radio Valencia, Weird DJs. So Weird Al's birthday tomorrow. In 2006, on October 21st, Weird Al receives his first top 10 hit on the charts with White and Nerdy. I also noticed today is a singer from... The Young Rascals. His name is Eddie Bergotti, singer and tambourine player, and he wrote some good tunes too. It's his birthday. The Young Rascals. I've played them before. You've heard them before.
Here. You're Scarface, right?
Yeah.
I love Al Pacino, man. Did you ever see Scent of a Woman?
Yup.
You ever seen Scent of a Woman? On weed? That's the way to see it, man. It's just whack.
$60, yo.
That's cool, man. I got it, I got it. Did you ever see the back of a $20 bill, man?
No, I don't know, yo.
Did you ever see the back of a $20 bill? On weed? Oh, there's some weird shit in there, man. There's a dude sitting in the bushes, man. Does he have a gun? I don't know, man. I don't know. What? What? Red team, go. Red team, go. It's just some weird shit, man.
Man, you're fucking crazy, yo.
No, it's cool. Thanks, man. Hey, yo, wait. Dude, I'm gonna check out the stars later. It's really trippy. Especially on weed, man.
How can I be sure? In a world that's constantly changing, how can I be sure where I stand with you?
Listening to LP Lounge Freeform Radio, and it's truly freeform right now because I'm just playing in no particular way, shape. I'm playing in no order or no rhyme or reason. I'm just putting some records on and songs on. How you like that? This is it you? Weed Written Hour. Here we are in San Francisco. Just getting it warmed up in here for Bo's Veranda coming up next and the other shows following him on this fine Tuesday. I could call this hour the Random as F Hour. There's another 45.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Tuesday and be your DJ. Shortly after me. Not shortly after me, directly right after me when I'm done. It's DJ Metaskeptic. Swisha Sweet. Well, this tune is Swisha Sweet. S-U-I-T-E. Supergroup August Green. 2018. Supergroup that consists of Kareem Riggins, Robert Glasper, and Common. Oh, yeah.
I gave it to you once. Kanaya. No go undercut. Give me my money. Hey. You don't go buy this for penny. It costs more than that. Go, the train is coming for you. It's on the way. They say catch the A train. They'll take you to Harlem. Yeah. Plenty of people in Harlem. Hey. Here they go. Here they go, Stallone.
Chick, man, that's my old habits. Daughter talks, divine order caught me by the collar, what it is to be a father. Made some mistakes, some things I was good at. You take away the bad, then you gotta take the good back. It's all a journey, she came through us for us to teach us and me to learn me till the judge adjourn me. I'm the attorney of a universal law. Fill out an application and I gotta circle raw. Oh, I'm feeling it, willing it to existence. Living in temptation, living in resistance. Got to know persistence, it helped me travel the distance. Now in the battle, I find where bliss is. Got a wish list for my people at the crib to get it right, right, right. Got a wish list for my people at the crib that we can get it right, right, right. Got a wish list for my people in the bright lights that we can use the light, right, 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 right. A invite to tight, invite to loose, produce, seduce. What can I do to induce these type of thoughts? So I've been on the wings.
Then closed out with that super group there, August Greene, G-R-E-E-N-E. All right, looks like in 10 minutes Bo will be here. DJ Meta Skeptic. The show's called Bo's Veranda. I'll close out with, since it's Weird Al's birthday tomorrow, here's a record that I got back in the 80s when he stopped and performed at a small record shop called Nickelodeon in Dixon, Illinois. This was many years ago. So this is an old record from 1985 or 86.
Real cute, think I'm gonna name him Bruce. I want a new true foul. Wanna won't beg for breadcrumbs, hanging around all day. You better mind his manners, better do just what I say, or it's gonna be duck pate. Duck pate, yeah,
of love, and I have to use the self-service pumps. Oh, honey, let me help you with that suitcase. You ain't gonna break my heart in two, 'cause I'd rather get 100,000 paper cuts on my face than spend one more minute with you. I'd rather rip out my intestines with a fork than watch you going out with other men.
I'd rather slam my fingers in a door again and again and again and again and again. Oh, can't you see what I'm trying to say, darling? I'd rather have my blood sucked out by leeches.
Shove an ice pick under a toenail or two. I'd rather clean all the bathrooms in Grand Central Station with my tongue than spend one more minute with you. Yes, I'd rather jump naked on a huge pile of thumbtacks. Stick my nostrils together with crazy glue. I'd rather dive into a swimming pool filled with double-edged razor blades than spend one more minute with you.
I'd rather rip my heart right out of my ribcage with my bare hands and then throw it on the floor and stomp on it till I die.
Then spend one more minute with you.
That's right. And now the listeners of Bo's Miranda, you don't have to spend one more minute with me, I swear. You just, here's this. No, I was just trying to incorporate a joke there. Anyway, here's the last one, Yoda.
I met them in a swamp down in Dagobah, where it bubbles all the time like a giant carbonated soda. S-O-D-A, soda. I saw the little wretch sitting there on a log. I asked him his name, and in a raspy voice he said,